to court.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Fox News, we report, you decide.
All right, Norm Macdonald Day.
I ate a pork chop. I don't want to brag or anything like that. But it's in my belly right now as we speak. And I realize that you eat at a restaurant different than you eat at home, you know? Like at home, you would never cook up a pork chop on your skillet, you know, and make it nice and hot on one side, then turn it over, make it hot on the other side, and then cut into it, see how it's going in the middle there. And then you go, man, I'm going to love eating this delicious pork chop. As soon as it's hot enough to eat, I'll eat it. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to eat a big loaf of bread. Who would do that? There's like 35 pats of butter, and I'll eat that loaf of bread. And that will get my appetite sharpened up for the pork.
That's so true. When I put a little dinner together at home, I don't go pull the bread out and get butter, but when it's you're in a restaurant, for some reason, you feel almost compelled to do it. Here's some more food advice from Norm.
But I'm not good. Like, when I go to parties, I don't want serious discussions. I try to find somebody that's at my same level, and I'm good at it. I can, you know how they say guys have gaydar? They can see other gay people? I'm like that with guys at my same level of smartness. Like, I can see a guy in the corner and go, I can keep up with that motherfucker right there. And then I make a beeline for that character. And then we talk about Jughead comics for a couple hours. Everything's fine. Sometimes people go, well, why even go to these parties if you don't like, you know, talking? Here's why I go to parties. There's only one reason why I go to parties and why I love parties. Because I love those little sandwiches where they're triangles and they cut the crusts off and then they're little equilateral triangles. And they put a little toothpick and it has like golden cellophane. And you can only get them at parties. I've gone to restaurants, I go, yeah, they have sandwiches that are shaped like triangles. And they go, no, all our sandwiches are shaped like sandwiches. I go, ah,
yeah, and you can't get a toothpick with cellophane wrapped around it either. It's tough.
We have a traffic report.
Okay, let's get the sounder on.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Yes, there is a wreck on I-85 southbound, just under the South Lawrence Street Bridge. So I guess that's a little bit past Union Street. Again, I-85 southbound, right before the 85-65 interchange.
So it got very, very windy. Now the thunderstorms are like directly overhead. Radar is, it's scattered stuff, but some of these storms are pretty potent. We'll head to the traffic dungeon for an update, get your news, Rich's forecast, all straight ahead. In the meantime, normally Terry Adams is with us on Thursday afternoons, but he couldn't make it today. The much beloved and glorious, not feeling well. So if you are concerned and worried, buy something at Adams Motorsports immediately. They're open for another 55 minutes. I forgot to ask him. He was at Baumhauer's last night. I wanted to find out if they still had jet skis left. They had two at the end of last week. And once they're gone because they only get a specific allotment every year. And there's still plenty of warm water weather left to enjoy one. So you can check online at AdamsMotorsports.com. That's also the place you can launch a credit app at Adams Motorsports. Everything that they sell there that's like Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, the manufacturers put their money up behind their products. So the credit standards are far more meetable for the lowest available interest rates. And in some cases, there are products with 0% available. Just find out. If you've always dreamed of having something off-road, especially made by Polaris, made right here in Alabama, they've got them at Adams Motorsports, and of course, motorcycles as well. The Kymco scooter gets over 100 mpg, and it's a blast to ride. Find Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and again, you can browse the inventory. Some good pre-owns available, according to Mrs. Much Beloved and Glorious, at AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit FormalOutings.com.
Brett McDonald coming up.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the East Boulevard in front of Walmart. The big headache, though, is rain falling right around the interchange, 85 and 65. That's really snarling traffic, particularly 85 south to 65 north. It'll take you an extra minute to get through there. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is attempting to revive his battered reputation on social media after his administration ended in scandal. The former governor has launched the Bentley for Alabama website and reactivated his social media accounts. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the trial of a Montgomery police officer facing murder charges. Aaron Cody Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday on murder charges for the 2016 shooting of 58-year-old Greg Gunn. Justices stayed the trial to consider his appeal on a number of issues. An Alabama school system has placed a prep football coach on leave after players were videotaped beating a teammate in a locker room. Mobile County School spokeswoman Rena Phillips says the action against Davidson High School coach Fred Riley is effective immediately. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We still have a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not every single town will be affected, but many will. The storms will thin out in number in the overnight hours, but tomorrow we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours, and a high temperature near 90. Then over the weekend, the storms become more widely scattered. A few hit or miss storms here and there. Partly sunny with highs in the low 90s both days. More scattered storms on Monday. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show it again. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? That was watch the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
You have to worry they're not going to get you because we now have a president in office who doesn't sit down to tinkle.
For shizzle.
It's 12 after 5, a fascinating afternoon watching the radar. For the first hour or so, we looked at a big cluster of storms way off to the north and west, and it just looked like it was going to hang there.
Yeah.
The complete middle of the river region, Millbrook, Prattville, Montgomery, wide open, nothing going on. Then all of a sudden, this thing started to move to the southwest, and it's muscled up into a solid line now of red cell thunderstorms that's cutting right through the heart of Montgomery. And there's more to the south and west. So this has got a ways to go before it's done. We had half an inch of rain at the house already in less than half an hour. So when it starts, it's pretty impressive. So we're going to see if it's raining money right now with Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I appreciate the commentary on the storms. I was telling Joey, I've got one over my office, that's for sure.
There was nothing. Actually, less than 2 hours ago, there was nothing over our area. It was all way off to the north and west. And now, man, it just decided, okay, time to move in, like an army, a little red army cutting through the area. But the heaviest stuff will be over, I'd say, by 5:30 most places.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Well, we need the room.
Be nice.
And yes, it did, by the way, lower the temperature. It was 94. That was the highest I saw. It's 79 now. I'll take that, too.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Because it was pretty intense earlier today. So all I saw was a cursory look at the markets today. Look kind of flat.
Yeah, it was. It really was. You know, I think if you rewind and look, several weeks ago, we were not doing too great on the S&P 500. In fact, we were down for the year. But these earnings that have come out the second quarter, which are largely done now, were so good. They really were. They were phenomenal for the most part across the board. And that allowed us to move back up. So we're basically back to the old January 31 highs before all the volatility, you know, that we had in February, March, and April. And so that's the good news. You know, the part now is trying to figure out or understand where we go from here, because there's just not a lot of catalyst out there that I think could lead stocks a lot higher. There's one, I think, in particular, if we were to start to see news headlines of some sort of grand negotiation, you know, with China around the tariff issue, and it got legs and looked like, you know, we could get a deal done, then I think the market would absolutely probably blow through the highs. And then we would focus our attention on the election. My suspicion is, though, is that I got a feeling we're going to kind of trade sideways a little bit in here and consolidate this little move that we've had. Probably not going to be a ton going on over the next 6 weeks or so. And then everybody, the market and everyone else, is going to be dialed in on these midterms. But historically, once the election is over, the market starts going up, no matter how it turns out. You know, it's kind of crazy how that happens.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical here, because many of the socialist Democrats, and that's where that party is headed. I mean, that's clearly what their master long-term plan is. They want to rescind the tax cuts, the corporate tax cuts, the individual tax. They want the crumbs back. So I'm finding it hard to understand why people who have seen more money in their checks, some who have gotten bonuses, we're talking about millions of people, some who have gotten jobs and decent jobs that weren't available 2 years ago, why they would want to vote to bring that to an end, whether they like the president or not. If his policies are working, isn't that supposed to be the priority?
No, absolutely. Absolutely it is. I think in broad national elections, like a presidential election, if that were being held in November, he would win. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, he would probably win. But the in most of these Senate races, I think, you know, you're not going to see a lot of craziness going on there. It's just these little tiny house seats, you know, these smaller elections in these local communities where you get craziness, and for a wide variety of reasons. But I absolutely agree with you in terms of the broad view of where we are as a country, you know, in terms of economics, the overall economy and free markets and free market solutions, deregulation and on, that has been incredibly beneficial for everyone across the board. I think the issue is in some of these areas where these elections are happening, there are people who don't care about that, believe it or not. They care about the social aspect of it. You know, and they care about, and they're pounding about things, and I'll just call it. I mean, things like racism and
identity politics,
all this kind of stuff, and that's a classic move by Democrats, you know, to pit victims against victims, to label and create hysteria and create stories.
Let me give you a quick quote here from the new. All she's won is a primary. She doesn't hold office. 28 years old. A year ago, she was a bartender in the Bronx. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez defended her push for a Medicare for All health system on Wednesday on CNN, in part by citing the reduced cost of funeral expenses that would bring about. There's people voting for this kind of lunacy, Brad. God, I mean,
I agree. That's exactly the kind of stuff, you know, that happens in these house races. It really is. And
they put this woman into a position she has no business being in, but she's become a darling because she actually won something when there's been a lot of losses, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
God help us if this is the future. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, let me tell you, I got a bad feeling about it. I really do. And, you know, we'll just see what happens. But, you know, as I've always said, though, man, I mean, sometimes you go through a little pain, the truth always comes out. You try some of this stuff. We saw that with Obama.
And we go right back to it. That makes no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And, so we'll see. But I just think, I really believe, you know, right now it's kind of crazy because you look at all these different, you know, we look at sort of an x-ray of the markets every day to kind of see where money is moving. And you see a lot of lopsided sort of bets or positioning, if you will. A lot of, in fact, I was reading an article about this and also listened to some commentary earlier. It's kind of crazy because you've got this massive rate movement thing going on. And then the deal with China, which is really interesting because, you know, if they start to pull back on some purchasing of dollar debt, particularly treasuries or whatever, which would be fine, it just puts more of the burden on that with the rest of the world, particularly U.S. domestic, and that means higher rates a lot faster. So that, you know, those are some of the things we've got to kind of keep up with and watch. And we will. We definitely will. But as I've always said, man, fundamentals are the bottom line, and, you know, the economic data is really, really good right now, and I think for long-term investors who are really saving for retirement or whatever, you know, you just stay the course. It's the retirees, you know, those are the ones that I really, really try to pay as much attention to as I possibly can, because you want to make sure they've got the right risk profile, that you're not chasing returns, that you're not doing unorthodox kinds of things that they have no business doing, and that's where we spend a lot of time, particularly when you're kind of market high.
Well, I kind of like you know, the numbers we're seeing. We have the highest rate of highest rate of employment in the history of the country right now. That's a good thing.
Right.
Tax
that's
revenues
right.
are higher than ever. Because there's more taxpayers and not a bigger gouge out of the individual. I mean, I'm baffled as to why people would want to throw that away.
I think too, one of the issues we don't talk about a lot, and I'll mention this really quick, is that once these midterms are over, if if the GOP has a little bit of momentum coming out of that and things go well, and they keep both branches, then immigration is going to come back up. And I think you're going to see Trump be able to really start to fix some of those problems. Because, listen, he desperately wants to allow these folks to come into the country the right way and be good citizens.
Exactly. I don't think most people do.
Yeah.
Melania's parents became citizens today, but they did it the, you know, legal way.
That's right. And we need them. We need them. We need those workers badly. But just to have an open border with no policies whatsoever in place, and particularly all the drug problems and the cartels and the gangs and all of that, that's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, but I think the key thing there is that both parties recognize that whoever solves that immigration problem is going to have those folks as voters for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Democrats can't stand. You know? They want those voters.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, friends, here's my suggestion to you. If things are getting better and you want to take advantage of the momentum and prepare for the things you know are going to be, you'll be dealing with in the future, from your kids' education to your own retirement, call Brandt and meet the Brain Trust at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. The number is 387-0094. This will be time well spent in your life. Your parents would be proud of you for sitting down and talking about planning your financial future with a great team of people that Brandt's put together. 387-0094. And Brandt, if anything big breaks tomorrow, we'll be here, man.
Absolutely. All right, buddy.
Appreciate your time. Stay dry.
Voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. We appreciate it. Let's go back to the Live in Fear Doppler and refresh the screen. As a line of thunderstorms muscled up about 40 minutes ago, and let's see where it is. It's now pretty much most of it is south of Interstate 85, but it extends way back to just north of Greenville and all the way through Auburn, out of the state into Georgia. And then there's another big area of rain just north and west of Millbrook. So that's light stuff that may come in after this big power front pushes through. Pretty impressive change in conditions in the radar this afternoon as we've been watching. Now, there have been some traffic hassles, especially on 231. Let's get the latest from Jerry Howell.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident 85 southbound just before the interchange. It's in the left-hand lane. Also, 2900 McGee Road in front of Regions Bank, a fender bender there. And the rain has really slowed down traffic 85 south into the interchange and then continuing 65 northbound well above the North Boulevard. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training you have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Chevrolet ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard. Find new roads at Capital Chevrolet. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases and, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Did you know that Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? Well, Big A Tires carries all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, oil changes. Yes, they have them. Want to get rid of that check engine light that's been on there for a while? They can take care of it. Squeal or bumpy ride, Big A Tires. Did you buy your tires that won't fit and need adapters? Did you buy parts or tires and you need to have them installed? Big A Tires can take care of that as well. Even truck tires, I got them. And listen, Michelin and BF Goodrich and Uniroyal, $10 over cost. Shoot, Big A also carries tires for your trailer, ATV, lawnmower, and even more. Their motto has been, they treat you like family. Big A Tires, they're located on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or visit their website at bigatires.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pharmacy.
You're not a pharmacist, are you?
Yes, sir.
You were a pharmacist.
I am a pharmacist, sir. Can I help you?
What am I thinking?
I have no idea what you're thinking.
In that case, my advice would be to resign immediately.
Excuse me?
You're not a pharmacist, are you?
Yes, I am a pharmacist.
You remind me of a guy.
Sir.
You strike me as sweet and engaging and.
Sir, what can I help you with?
You're not a pharmacist.
I am a pharmacist. You called the pharmacy. I am the pharmacist.
I think you're a really fine girl.
I am not a girl.
You should maybe know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. I am a man, a very busy man.
In
and
that
I don't...
case, my advice would be to resign immediately. I think you're a really fine girl.
The lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Somewhere I remember Jane doing random facts, and there's Ringo does have some unique accomplishment within the Beatles, I think, as individuals, like the most number ones. Number ones.
Like songs he wrote?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He did some good stuff. Photograph, very Beatlesque, you know. Just because he had a big nose and he was, well, so was kind of homely.
Like the Abbey Road album, at first when you're playing through it, you're like, what is this? But after several plays of Abbey Road, I go, in an octopus's garden in the sea. And I end up liking Ringo's songs for some reason.
Were you here when we had the piano tuner in?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to get him back.
Yeah.
God, he was good.
It was an amazing show.
Somebody just reshot Paul walking the same intersection that the Abbey Road cover was made from.
Yeah.
And our piano tuner buddy, his Volkswagen, is on the left side of that album cover facing the camera.
And he is the guy who tuned the piano for Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Goodness.
And so he was there through a lot of musical history and saw about as up close and personal as it can get, you know.
That's a fun life where you don't have to deal with the trappings of fame, but you get to meet a lot of people who are dealing with it and be a part of, an actual part of these projects. Really cool stuff.
The recording studio is sort of like the sports locker room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's well before your time, but the first shock sports book that ever came out, well, maybe the second, I think Dave Megacy's was probably the first. He was an NFL player who admitted he was gay 40 years ago when that kind of stuff was just very rare.
That's pretty rough, actually.
A book called Ball Four, written by a guy who pitched for the Yankees, pretty good pitcher too, Jim Bouton. And his fellow baseball players went nuts. I mean, they wouldn't talk to him. It took, that book came out in 69 or 70. It took 20 years or almost 30 years before he was even invited back to Yankee Stadium for Old Timers Day. Man. Because he told secrets. He let everybody know what a drunk Mickey Mantle could be. That there were days he would show up and he was so, you know, what-faced that yet he would go out and hit a home run.
Right.
Up to a certain point, you can get away from that.
And I always remember my grandfather, Ron, talking about, can you imagine if Mantle had good knees? Like, how fast he would have been.
He was easily the fastest athlete of his time until, and the sad part is it happened in his first season when he was a rookie. He tripped on a storm drain in right field and ripped up his right knee. He had to have surgery. And he was never quite that fast again. But I think, pound for pound, talent-wise, may, if it had not been for that, and his drinking. You got players going today up till age 40 or later, hitting 20, 30 home runs. He retired after he turned 36 because his body had just betrayed him so many times and he was not helping himself by being hammered continuously. And even though I know he doesn't cook the food there, his restaurant on Central Park South is one of my favorite places in New York. Mickey Mantle's got to go. I never saw the Mick there, but the food was good. Try the Lobster Club sandwich. That's white lobster meat, bacon, you know, typical club sandwich.
That's
so good. And some kind of a sauce they made for it that was just perfect. I should talk to Bob and see if we can't get that into Baumhauer's.
You know, I heard a really cool recording studio story. Mm-hmm. Actually, and my guests are here, Mike Dean. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about wrestling tonight some more. Just because, you know what?
I'm already... you don't want me to stay around till 7 and help you out?
Actually, your Hulk Hogan story is awesome. It's really good. That's a cool wrestling story.
Well, if you want to have him sit down, but when we come back from the next break, I can tell him that lame-ass story.
Awesome. But a big thing going on wrestling now is the kind of the rise of the wrestling podcast. Like, there are a few guys that started a long time ago, but one guy is Chris Jericho, who we'll talk about tonight because it's an anniversary of his. And Jericho does shows because he now is also the lead singer of a band called Fozzy. And fairly successful, too. He has on big musicians. So he had on Bachman, from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
We used to call him Bachman Turner Overweight.
Oh, big guy.
Styx did some tours with them, and they were...
Well, and he told a Ringo story, where Ringo rented out a theater. And Ringo goes and sits in the theater with his fiance or girlfriend or whatever. And so Bachman, being this huge guy, is a joke, goes and sits right in front of Ringo in this empty theater. And Ringo says to him, without missing a beat, Ringo, and I'll have to edit this a little bit. Sorry for using harsh letters. Well, what, you forgot your effing sombrero, mate. So Bachman gets out of the theater, goes, buys a sombrero in the mall, sits back down.
Oh, jeez.
But they said when they were doing, I believe, Taking Care of Business. You ain't seen nothing yet. Mm. They're almost finishing up recording it. And this pizza delivery guy is like, hey, man, he keeps bugging them. Like, hey, man, can I, play some keys on it? Just see. And they're like, all right. He bothered them so much. They're like, all right.
That's how you do it.
Have some fun. Like, the song's pretty much already done. We're about to master it. You know, knock yourself out. We probably won't use it. And they leave the guy alone. And they come back and they hear these keyboard tracks, piano tracks. They're just remarkable. They didn't know the guy's name. So they call every pizza place in the area. Like, do you have a delivery driver that looks like this? Uh-huh. I think the guy went on to be like the head of some symphony orchestra.
Wow.
But it was this unknown guy, unknown kid. It's like, let me play keys.
Well, prepare your guest. I'll tell the lame ass Hulk Hogan
it's a
story.
Good Hulk Hogan one, brother.
That's right. It is 5:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have your local news. Traffic has been difficult in a couple of areas, most of it related to the ferocious storms that seem to be moving out of the area now. Things are calming down, but for a while there was pretty, things are pretty frisky outside. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, a place where you can shop with confidence. Let somebody else pay the depreciation on a brand new vehicle. You know, they have 2018s on the lot, cars that have less than 2,000 miles, cars like the one I bought a year ago. Bought a Rogue with 1,800 miles on it. I was able to lower my payment by $140 a month on a car that was already 3 years old. And I went into it with no money down and got the extended warranty to 100,000 miles, full bumper to bumper. So I just felt like I'd really accomplished something there. And I got the vehicle I wanted, lowered my payment. And that's kind of how you need to approach it. Because those signature pre-owns, these are cars that just weren't traded in. We'll put it over here. We'll resell it to somebody else. They have to meet the highest of standards for resale at Jack Ingram. That's the way it is. So stop and see Tip Tames and his team or browse online at jackingram.com. Again, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday. And please tell Tip Tames, that incredible team of people, that you heard about him here. It's 5:40.
Brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have a lot going on out here. This rain is just causing all kinds of problems. North Boulevard approaching 65, an accident blocking the right-hand lane. 85 South just before the interchange, an accident blocking the left-hand lane there. And that's snarling up traffic, making it slow. And then 65 North just jammed up well above the North Boulevard. A second accident has occurred on Troy Highway at Bell Road. An earlier one just really snarled things up. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training you have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's take this call from Terry before we head over to the newsroom. Terry.
Hi. Joey, you're talking about wearing a red dress.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, whatever you put on underneath, whatever you choose to do, make sure it's either a black or a dark color, because that red will fade when you get hot and sweaty.
Okay.
That is, unless you get a chance to wash it four or five times before you wear it, it's going to fade.
That's cool. I'll be sure to wear like some dark, shorts underneath.
It's been an amazing afternoon. What I've learned from what
I was just kind of protecting your favorite shorts. Just don't wear them under a red dress.
We really appreciate it. I can't recall a show where women have come forward and spilled more of their secrets than they have this afternoon.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
You too. We're very grateful for it. Now, the Joey Clark Radio Hour has a very unique guest, and when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell him the lame-ass Hulk Hogan story.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, just hanging out.
That's next. After Rich's forecast, following local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the trial of a Montgomery police officer facing murder charges. Aaron Cody Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday on murder charges for the 2016 shooting of 58-year-old Greg Gunn. Justices stayed the trial to consider his appeal on a number of issues. Former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is attempting to revive his battered reputation on social media after his administration ended in scandal. The former governor has launched the Bentley for Alabama website and reactivated his social media accounts. An Alabama school system has placed a prep football coach on leave after players were videotaped beating a teammate in a locker room. Mobile County School spokeswoman Rena Phillips says the action against Davidson High School coach Fred Riley is effective immediately. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We still have a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not every single town will be affected, but many will. The storms will thin out in number in the overnight hours, but tomorrow we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours, and a high temperature near 90. Then over the weekend, the storms become more widely scattered. A few hit or miss storms here and there. Partly sunny with highs in the low 90s both days. More scattered storms on Monday. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
We know at Deer Camp, shaving is overrated. There's no right answer to how many days you can go without a shower. And you can't count on truth, but you can count on snoring. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic, offering the best deals, gear, and special events to keep our tradition of conservation going strong. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Here's Norm.
I saw a hypnotist when I was a boy, when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Ravine the Impossibilist.
The Impossibilist. And you saw him in a theater? Or?
Yes, in a big theater. And I don't know if you've ever seen these shows. They bring up guys from the audience, and they talk to them, and then one guy can speak Martian. And then he touched the other guy. Ooh, he can do something else. And then a quarterback. And then another guy's a chicken. So right. Anyways, they go, and everybody runs around. So anyways, I'll never forget, I was sitting there on the aisle with my brother, and the guy that thought he was a chicken came running by me, pecking at things, and, you know, cluck, 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 and all this.
So he was pecking at things.
So it was, you know, grain and sure, his own feces and all sorts of things. So he exits anyways, and then after the show, I'm quite astonished by the whole thing, because mm-hmm. I'm only a young lad, mm-hmm. and I go out into the parking lot, and I see the guy. There's the guy that was the chicken. So I walk up to the guy, and I go, man, how'd that feel? It must have been amazing. Feel like a chicken, right? How'd that feel? And he goes, oh, it was cool.
Really?
So then I thought, I don't know. You know, because imagine if for 15 minutes you thought you were a chicken, right? Then afterwards you'd be like... And then I go, I say, how'd it feel? I act like a chicken. You go, huh? You know, he'd have to spend the rest of his life trying to get back on track because his mind had been shattered.
Shattered by the experience of being a chicken?
Well, of course. If you thought for 10 minutes that you were actually a chicken, would you be able to do the show the next night?
I guess not.
Or would you go,
no,
that was cool.
You're exactly right.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
And we have a good reason for telling it. It's because on this wacky show...
Whack, whack.
That always makes Joey chuckle. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, introduce everybody to your guest.
Oh, Mike Dean. He's been on my show before, and a longtime listener to all the shows.
Oh,
right?
Yes, all day long, every
Mike,
day.
Mike, thank you for that.
And he's the guy that you have a lot in common with. Same birthday, right?
Yes.
927?
927.
And then you also call
my daughter's name is Goose.
Oh!
Yeah.
There's just, and he also,
this is my brother.
He recently was attacked by wasps as well.
Yes, last Thursday I was supposed to be on the show and I got attacked by 6 wasps. They lit me up and within about, I don't know, 20 minutes, I was out.
Man,
out for the count.
I got stung by one walking into the house, went out to grill something, and the hive, they built a hive under my grill, and I use my grill like 3 or 4 days a week. And they came out and they were just, fortunately, I keep a can of flying insect spray on the table outside the kitchen door. And I just started spraying and covering my eyes, trying to make my way to the pool. I was going to jump in, but they started falling to the ground and dying, and they went away. But I got stung 12 times on my left arm.
Oh, my goodness.
And then 1 week later, I went to let the dogs out through the back bathroom door, and there was one sitting on the doorknob that I didn't see. And when I turned it, I got stung again. I hadn't been stung by anything for, like, many years, long time. But I guess I don't have any allergy issues with those. But tell you what, for a good day, you itch. And you, did you feel, excuse me, phantom stings afterwards?
Not really. For me, it was just the blacking out. My blood pressure spikes up really high. My face just starts throbbing.
Ooh.
And then everything starts shutting down for me.
Well, sorry,
he's been allergic to it.
It just itched, but every once in a while you would refeel the sting, even though there was nothing there. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. But tonight we're going to be talking about wrestling.
Wrestling. Mid-80s. Joey can pull the article up for you after I leave. I was on the air one morning and Hulk Hogan was coming to town. And I just went off in this rant about how fake it is and how silly. And I get a phone call. I think it was from Nashville. I think that's where he was coming to Miami from. Hey, brother. It was Hulk. It was him. And I don't know why I thought I could get my ass kicked over the phone, but it kind of made me a little bit nervous.
And this wasn't like they didn't say, oh, Hulk's going to be called. He just called your show, right?
Right. There was no... I don't know how he heard this. Somebody from down here must have had his number, called him. I don't know how it happened. So he said, look, a lot of people think that. I'm not mad at you. I want you to see how real it is. So I want you to be my corner man when I come to Miami. I just had a little cyst removed from my left cheek. And my loving morning show cohorts started calling me Scarface and telling me how hideous I looked and deformed and all this. So... he says, come up with some kind of character. So I got a mafia gangsta suit and became Scarface. But I was at the corner of the ring for the whole thing. And it was an amazing experience to have from that close. You could see that the ring had like a good foot of give in the middle of it. And I think the referee wasn't enforcing rules. He was telling them what to do next, because I overheard him say some things that sound like football signals.
He helps pass things along, I believe.
Yeah,
saw people fly out and stuff break, but I didn't see a drop of blood from anybody, and I didn't want to. He was very gracious. The thing that really, it wasn't the wrestling that was so much of a problem for me, it was the vulgarity of the old ladies screaming with a wad of tobacco in one cheek and the F-bombs flying out. And if it wasn't the 70-plus crowd doing that, it was kids under 10 screaming the same stuff.
Yeah,
it has changed a great bit, because you went to WrestleMania this year.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a different... Like, when I went to SmackDown, that's not what it was like. People were into it, but...
The Night Center seated about 6,000, and then they allowed people... to be on the floor behind a very temporary kind of fence.
Oh, yeah. They have, these days, that barricades all padded up. And
Well, the indie shows still have those grandmothers that get out there, and they like to use the international signal for disgust.
I don't know what it is that brings this behavior out, but it's, you think of your own grandmother using that kind of language and saying this. It was just shocking.
It's so much fun, and I always love when obviously people are like, it's fake. It's like, all right, you want to do it? What if they had actually said, you want to get in the ring?
I wasn't offered that opportunity. But you found an article that verified the story.
Yes, all this is true.
See, I never tell a lame-ass story it is and can't be backed up.
I can't believe you actually got to be the corner man, though. What year was this?
86, I think.
86. I think this is, he's big then.
Oh, yeah. He's in his prime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, had to be on roids.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was.
He looked like an upholstered parade float in person. He was enormous. And it all came down into a tiny pair of red spandex panties.
Yeah. I don't know, like, when you're doing it, Mike, did you wear the tiny trunks?
No, I wore blue jean shorts and
much better. Much better.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I could do the tiny, almost Speedo-like thing. That'd be a little too much.
Well, you guys will have a fun hour, and it's great to have you. I'm glad you survived the wasp stings.
Well, and thank you for the lame-ass story.
Sure. It's the only wrestling lame-ass story I can tell, unless you want to hear about Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law. The navigators, the ultimate navigators for men going through divorce. Look, under the best of circumstances, it's still a significant life change. Routines change. Your drive to work, everything changes in a divorce, especially if you're the one that's moving to a new address. There's a lot to deal with in just the personal responsibility of keeping yourself together to move forward with your life. If there's kids involved, there are prejudices that remain against men in the court system. You need advocates who are prepared to deal with that. Dana Delkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson are two of the best and brightest you will ever meet. My recommendation, if you're a man who's possibly anticipating a divorce action or you've been served with one, look up their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and check them out. Read the testimonials from men and the difference they've made for them. You focus on yourself, keeping yourself whole and moving forward with your life. They'll take care of all the rest and fight those battles for you. Do not, based on personal experience, try to manage it on your own. It's going to end up badly for you. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have a big problem on the North Boulevard if you're going toward I-65. We have an accident there, maybe a quarter mile before the interstate. Right-hand lanes are blocked. You need to be in the left-hand lane, only one lane open. 85 southbound into the interchange. That accident's still there, but they have it over to the right-hand side of the road. All lanes are open. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GMC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I don't know very many people who can say that they love their financial institution. Do you? No, I'm really asking. Do you love your financial institution? Have you ever even thought about it? Well, why not? I mean, it's a relationship like any other, right? It should be. And I'm here to tell you, I love Max. Max is everything I could ever want from a financial partner. Or any relationship for that matter. Friendly, caring, smart, loyal, helpful, dependable, respectable. I could go on, but I think you get what I mean. Max focuses on three main things when it comes to their relationships. Hospitality, making every customer feel like family. Integrity, they will always do what's right, and simplicity, they simply